An interview with Sister Moira de Bono, RSM, on the Sacrament of Penance and the Priesthood. Sister Moira is a religious sister of mercy and a doctor of sacred theology with a specialty in the sacraments. She is currently a lecturer at the University of Notre Dame in Sydney.
Okay, so thank you for joining me today, Sister Moira. I just wanted you to go through rather briefly, what exactly is the Sacrament of Confession?
The Sacrament of Confession is one of the seven sacraments of the Catholic Church, and it is, as one of the early church fathers said, the second plank after shipwreck. In other words, spiritually speaking, that we know that in baptism that we have the forgiveness of original sin and as an adult any personal sins, but that we also see that the Lord left us a means for us to return to Him in relationship when, in our human frailty and weakness, we fall into sin, whether it be grievous sin, especially, or even venial sin as well, that we have the sacrament to not only bring us back into relationship, but bring us closer to that communion of persons that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay. I also wanted to have a look at what is confession not. So, unfortunately, we sometimes can fall into this. Some media commentators or politicians or even ourselves can fall into this idea that confession is a kind of get-out-of-jail-free card. You go to the priest, you say your sins, and everything's forgiven, and you can go on living your life as you were. Is this a correct view of confession? And if it's not, why not?
No, it's not a correct view of confession. We often have to speak about the sacraments in saying that sacraments are not magic. Sacraments are an encounter with Jesus Christ. In the sacrament of penance, it is an individual who is conscious of having harmed or destroyed a personal relationship that they have with God. And that in a sense of repentance, they want to come back into that relationship with God. So confession is that opportunity.
Mm. Is there an opportunity, however, for a person to abuse that in the sense that they go to the sacrament and the priest seems to think that they do have a contrite heart. However, they're really simply using it, I guess, using the sacrament in a inappropriate way. They're not really contrite. Is the sacrament still effective in that sense, or are there ways that the priest can tease that out?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the sacrament of penance, we say that every sacrament has what we call matter and form. All right, the form are the words, like when the priest uses the words of absolution. He's saying, I absolve you. Now, it's not him, but it's Jesus, and he's speaking in the person of Jesus. But what's the matter of the sacrament? We call it, in one sense, you know, in baptism we say it's the pouring of water or someone being immersed in water. It's very concrete. So in confession, we call it quasi-matter, and it is our confession of sins, but it's confession of sins with contrition, with sorrow, that we really are sorry that we've done something and that we realize we haven't lived up to who we are before God as a child of God, as a member of God's family. And so if a person just comes to confession and says something, but doesn't, it's not interior, it's not an interior reality, then it's basically make-believe. That forgiveness really doesn't occur. Now, we have to say, well, what is contrition? And the church says there's two kinds of contrition. There's imperfect contrition and perfect contrition. And imperfect contrition is one is sorry for sin because they're afraid of punishment, afraid of going to hell, all right? Perfect contrition is when someone is sorry for their sin because they realize they have harmed a personal relationship they have with God Almighty. And so what kind of contrition do we need for confession? And the church realizes imperfect is a good start, that, you know, we grow in our relationship with God. And just like a little kid will avoid doing something because of punishment, if mother teaches them, don't run out into the street, and they do, and they get a little spanking, they realize they won't do it for that reason. But as they get older, they realize the bigger picture and the bigger reality, and so they realize why they wouldn't do something. And so it's the same in confession, too, that as one grows spiritually in a relationship with God, that we have more of that perfection of contrition. But we do have to be sorry. That's the interior reality that is made manifest in the sacrament in a concrete way by our speaking our sins.
Mm. Now, assuming all of that is met, and it is a good confession, in any case, the priest is bound by, I believe, the seal of confession. Are you able to explain that a little bit?
Well, the seal of confession has been around for about 1,000 years, this reality of when a person goes to the priest, we recognize that the priest is there in the person of Christ, in persona Christi. We often hear that word, you, that phrase, that Latin phrase used when we're speaking about the Mass at the consecration, but really, the priest is ordained to take the place of Christ for us. So when a person goes to confession, we're actually, as the Catechism says in a beautiful way, we're actually not only confessing our sins, but we're confessing something else as well. We're confessing that we believe in a merciful God, that I know I'm going to confession because I recognize I've sinned and that I've not lived up to who I am, as I said before, and that I also believe God will forgive my sins if I am penitent. And so the priest is there in the person of Christ. And in that intimate relationship of an individual in Christ, the priest holds that in reverence, you could say, what is exchanged, the words that are exchanged. And it's always been in all the documents that we have of the penitential rite, which has changed dramatically over the century since, you know, Jesus talked about forgiving sins in the gospel. One element that has always seemed to appear is that the confession of sins was always a private matter, Now, when there was public penance, there were public sins. But the exchange that occurred between the priest or the bishop and the penitent was always held in the sense of that it was a conversation, really, between that individual or their relationship with God, and that the priest is there to be the mediator. And there's no reason for him to have to divulge that.
So if confession really is about between the person and God, as you mentioned, what is the role of the priest there in the sacrament of confession?
We recognize that sacraments are composed of signs and symbols, right? And that includes the individuals, okay? And so the priest is there as the minister, the one who is to serve. And we recognize that the priest is the mediator between a penitent and God. And that because we are sacramental people, in that sense that because we're spirit, body, spirit, material beings, that we need, humanly speaking, we need to hear words. We need to hear words of truth. We need to hear words of trust that we can trust as well. And we recognize that the priest in his ordination is there to be the person of Christ for us. And we recognize that Christ speaks to us through various means. You know, when we're praying, through counsel of other individuals, and most significantly and objectively in the sacraments. And so the priest is there, as I said before, to be the merciful judge, to receive our words, and then for us to be able to hear from him how we can be a better person. Okay? And actually, there's actually another angle too. The priest is he's not only there in persona Christi, he's also there as a member of the church. And we said at the beginning, sin is an offense against God. But sin is also an offense against the mystical body of Christ. Every sin, we talk about personal sins, but we say there are no such thing as private sins, because every sin is going to weaken the body of Christ. And St. Paul talks about this. Those who are stronger need to help those who are weaker, he says. And so when we go to confession, we're acknowledging our weakness. And so we're acknowledging to the priest, as he is a member of the church, that we've sinned. So that there's a horizontal and a vertical dimension to confession in that way. And so the priest hears that. And again, there's no reason for that to be shared beyond his role, either as a member of the faithful or as a mediator between the Lord and us.
Okay, just expanding that a little bit more, you were talking about the person of Christ. Mm-hmm. Sort of going a little bit away from just simply the sacrament of confession to the whole role of a priest. What really is this term, persona Christi, that you were talking about?
Well, the phrase literally means, as you can sort of tell from the words, you know, he's there to be in the person of Christ. So that Jesus left a priesthood, a ministerial priesthood, first with his apostles, who then communicated through the power of the Holy Spirit to the bishops, who then have their fellow workers and the priests, to be, for us to have the opportunity of the Paschal mystery being made present for us in every time and age. Now, when I say that, when we talk about the Paschal mystery, we're speaking of the Passion, the Death, the Resurrection, and Ascension of Christ. And that, as the Catechism says so well, that event of Christ's Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension, while it occurred in human time, in time, as he is divine, the effects of the Paschal mystery are infinite, and they're outside of time. And the seven sacraments are those participations in the merits and the power of the Paschal mystery that occurred in time when Jesus was walking the earth, but the effects are still allowed to be made present to us as Christ is indeed outside of time at the right hand of the Father. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that's communicated to the priest in his character of holy orders that permits him to be that mediator between Christ and ourselves. So that the experience of the Paschal mystery, the effects of the Paschal mystery, we can participate in, and then ourselves make active in our daily life through the sacramental graces we receive.
Mm. Is what you've really just said there why the priest is there in confession, why I can't say go to confession to my fellow lay Catholic friend? Is it that persona Christi idea there central to why confession is to a priest or a member of the clergy as opposed to just any other person?
Yes. Jesus, you know, we know that it is God who forgives sins, not the man. And so for us, we know that Christ has transmitted or allowed those men who have the call to holy orders to participate in his priesthood. And so we should say we're sorry to someone we've hurt. And in a human way, we can receive their forgiveness. But in terms of the forgiveness of the sin, as it has been an offense against God, that has to come from God. And so the priest is in that person of Christ for us to be able to say, and we can be confident then, confident in the objective reality of the sacrament, that our sins are forgiven. That with our repentance, that our sins have been forgiven and we're taken back into relationship or brought closer into our relationship with God, and that we have received the sacramental graces that allow us to live a better life, to forgive others, not to fall into sin again. All those effects of the sacrament of penance.
Mm. Just taking it back to the seal of confession, is that the reason, that confidence that you talk about there, is that the reason why it is not the responsibility of a priest, or a right even of a priest, to divulge the sins of another to someone else? That confidence that we have that we are speaking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Does that play a part in the seal of confession?
It would, because it is us before God. You know, we call it a liturgy, even though it's just the minister and the penitent, but it is an event that occurs as if we are at the foot of the cross, that it's the effect of the paschal mystery that is being made present to us.
Mm-hmm.
Then our sins being forgiven, as Jesus said on the cross, you know, Father, forgive them. They don't not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it is not for the priest in his humanity to divulge anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much today for looking at confession, the seal of confession, really that role of the priest there. So thank you very much, Sister Moira.
That was an interview with Sister Moira de Bono, RSM, on the Sacrament of Penance and the Priesthood. For more interviews and talks, visit cradio.org.au.